And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
11:29. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. And joining us this morning, not only one of our regular contestants, but somebody who always gets a high score, as I'm sure he will do today. Say good morning to Keris Phillips.
Good morning, Dave. How are you there? Okay. And happy new tax year, by the way. Happy new tax year.
Yes. And of course, you're an accountant, so it's a big part of the year for you, this, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. We have, it's the same cycle every year, Dave. So the tax year starts on the 6th of April, which is yesterday. So, you know, it's all hands on deck. And then you have until, well, next January now to get your latest tax returns in. Get a little bit quiet February, March, and then the cycle starts again. So when I get back in the office tomorrow, I'm sure there'll be a lot of emails waiting for me.
And I'm guessing you make a lot of people very happy when you tell them that they've got a tax refund, but then equally there'll be others where you'll have to say, you owe the Inland Revenue more money.
Well, exactly. Early in April, what's going to happen now, there's going to be all the people getting in touch who know they're going to be getting tax refunds, so we'll get those done first, and then, as you say, Dave, further on down the line, we'll have to do the accounts where, and the tax returns where people do have tax bills, but that's the way of the world, of course.
Indeed it is. Anyway, back to the matter in hand, 60-second challenge. You know the rules. You've done this many, many times before, so 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and move on, okay?
Yeah.
Good luck, and here they come. Which American group took their name from a fire engine?
REO Speedwagon.
Which island does Madonna sing about in La Isla Bonita?
Madeira.
I've never done good things, I've never done bad things is a line from which song?
Ashes to Ashes.
Which song starts with the line, when I was a little girl, I had a rag doll?
Happy Birthday.
Which singer's first film role was in Desperately Seeking Susan?
Madonna.
Papa Don't Preach was a track on which of the Madonna albums?
The Immaculate Collection.
How many weeks did Wet Wet Wet's Love Is All Around stay at number one?
15.
Who played the fairy godmother on Adam Ant's Prince Charming video?
Diana Dawes.
Which 80s band was Phil Oakey a member of?
The Human League.
Who reached number one in 1987 with China in Your Hand?
Tapao.
You Win Again was the first 80s number one for which group?
The Bee Gees.
And which Scandinavian country did the group Europe come from?
Sweden.
Right, okay. So let's see how you've done. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. You didn't pass on any questions at all. And I'm just hesitating on one of them because you gave an alternative answer which was true. So I'll change that from a cross to a tick. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions right. So, as always, a pretty impressive score.
Indeed, yes.
Now, the one I was hesitating about was Papa Don't Preach. I said, what album was it a track on? The answer I was actually looking for was True Blue, but of course you came up with an alternative answer, which is also right, because the Immaculate Collection was, of course, her greatest hits album, and it would have been on that, so you get the full point for that.
Okay.
Right, just two wrong ones. Lyrics, they're always a weak spot for me when I'm doing pop quizzes. The island that Madonna sings about
I've got that one now. Is it San Pedro?
It is indeed San Pedro. Well done. And has the other one come to you? Which song starts with the line, when I was a little girl, I had a rag doll?
Can't bring that to mind at all, Dave, no.
No, it was actually River Deep, Mountain High.
Ooh. Right.
I can Tina Turner, of course, but academic, it's going to be a tough score to beat. Thanks for taking part. Well done for that score, and we'll let you get back to your ledgers and quill pen now.
Yes. Okay, Dave, thank you.
Thanks, Keris. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Now, if you were listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Keris Phillips get a score of 10 out of 12 with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score, but another international edition of the show this week. We say good afternoon to Ange Fairweather, who is still in Marrakesh. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
Just tell everybody what the temperature is there today.
It's 34 today.
34, and I'm guessing it's bright sunshine as well, is it?
Yes, it's very hot.
Right. Now, it's a place I've never visited, and there'll be lots of other people the same. Sell it to us. What's the good thing about going to Marrakesh, apart from that obviously very high temperature?
To be honest, I think if you're doing an all-inclusive, it doesn't, you could be anywhere in the world. You've got to go out and see the town, which we did.
Right.
And then the best part was the quads and the camel ride.
Oh, wow.
It's a desert and a dinner and a show. So there was something very surreal about riding camels in pitch black and looking up at the stars.
Gosh, that sounds absolutely amazing. Fantastic. And you're on your way home tomorrow, I gather.
Tomorrow, we're coming home tomorrow.
Right, yeah, I don't think you'll be met with temperatures of 34 tomorrow. In fact, I'll just check. It's going to be a maximum of 14 and it's going to be raining in the afternoon as well. So,
great.
Yeah, you'll know you're back home anyway. Brilliant. Okay, then. Now, I know you didn't hear most of the first half because you got a bit of a dodgy Wi-Fi, but as I mentioned before, 10 out of 12 is the score to beat. So, as always, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, just say pass and we'll move on. Okay, good luck, and here they come. Which 80s singer called Ray Burns was better known as Captain Who?
Sensible.
What was the title of the Goombay dance band's only number one? Which 1972 single was the first major hit to feature a synthesizer?
My Way.
Which singer and songwriter was Killing Me Softly written about?
Carol King.
Who had a number one hit in 1972 with Moldy Old Dough?
Lieutenant Pigeon.
What was the title of the Rubettes' only number one single?
Was it Sugar Baby Love?
Complete the title of this Ray Stevens hit from 71, Bridget.
Things.
Who played the part of Jim McLean in the film That'll Be the Day?
Buddy Holly, don't know.
Barbados was a number one hit in 1975. And from which country did the 70s group Pussycat come from? You can answer that one.
France.
You're going to go for France on that one. Hey, some tricky questions there. You'll be sorry you didn't do round one, because I think the questions were somewhat easier, just the look of the draw. Anyway, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. And you didn't pass on any. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions right. So you'll be disappointed with that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, let's go through the ones you slipped up on. A couple of tricky ones there. Which 1972 single was the first major hit to feature a synthesizer? That was Son of My Father by a group called Chicory Tip.
Yeah.
You recognised the song, but you didn't know that, obviously. Yeah. The singer-songwriter that Killing Me Softly was written about, apparently, I didn't know this, was actually Don McLean. So it wasn't written by him, but it was written about him. That makes sense.
Right.
Complete the title of this Ray Stevens hit from 71. It was Bridget the Midget. Which you probably don't remember at all, obviously.
No.
The part of Jim McLean in the film That'll Be the Day, that was a 70s film, and it was David Essex who played that particular part. And the country that the 70s group Pussycat came from, not France, but Holland, apparently. So, thanks for taking part. As I say, they didn't really go your way today, but it's great to talk to you, and enjoy your last day in Marrakesh, and we'll have you back on the radio when hopefully you're going to be back in Great Britain in about a month's time.
Okay, Dave.
Okay, thanks Ange. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Some tricky questions there, weren't there? Thanks for taking part, Ange. And well done to Kerris Phillips, the winner this week. And the 60-second challenge will be back on your radio next Sunday morning, 11:30 and 12:30. And next week, you could be one of the contestants.